Adam Marcoux, goaltending coach with the Olds Grizzlies.
Adam, as we continue through the season here, you've worked with a number of goaltenders for the team here this year, but Cole Perlewski has come in and got off to an amazing start here at the AJHL level at one stage here. He had strung together 8 or 9 games with a .920 or better save percentage and obviously helped the team to its first 4-game winning streak in a long time. Cole, just tell us a little bit about the background that you have with him before arriving with the Olds Grizzlies.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a really difficult kind of first half of the season and kind of got bounced around from team to team a little bit. And I think he didn't give up and he kind of kept his determination and he knew that if he kept working hard, the good things are going to come his way. So we're really excited that he's fit into this team on Olds quite well. It's not easy to come in and not having played a lot of games this season. And I think a lot of that was just built up excitement. I worked a little bit with the CIHA program through my dad last year, and I got to spend some time with Cole over the last few years working with him. And what he was able to do, firstly in the Circle K Classic last year to go to the finals against Shattuck, was super impressive. And he's a kid that just brings the intensity. There's every practice he brings it, and he's very serious about his reps. He likes to have a lot of feedback, and he's a kid that needs to see himself in the net quite a bit. And the intensity that he brings, and like I said, it's just a lot of, I think, excitement for him to get going, and it's wonderful to see that translate into performances.
Yeah, you bet. Let's before we get it to his puck playing abilities, helping out the defense, let's start with in the crease. What are some of the technical things that you think he does well?
Yeah, I think his movement, just his ability to move in the net. Like he's not a goalie that is oversized. He can't really rely on his size, but he relies a lot on his movement and skating in the crease. His speed, he's able to keep up with the play. He's able to predict plays. He's able to stay ahead of the play. And so I think he gets... he makes a lot of save just by anticipating what's going to happen in front of him, and he does really well at that.
You bet. When I spoke with him, he mentioned your dad, David, and working at CIHA with some of the credit for helping him be able to play the puck and be like a fifth defenseman out there. So just how have you seen him grow in that capacity, and how valuable is that for him and his future?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a big advantage to a team when you have a goalie that can play the puck, and I think it has to do with the defenseman and kind of the systems that you run as well. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and I think what Cole does really well is the zone awareness. He knows what's going on before he goes out and plays the puck, and then once he does have the puck, he looks up ice to see what's going on. Just his ability to know what's going on behind him is really incredible, and there's a lot of situations in a game where the goalie plays the puck a lot, even more so like at the start of a game, usually somebody dumps it in right away. So it's been really impressive to see that part of his game as well.
Not every player and not every goalie is really vocal, but when you are out there and you are working with the defense, obviously communication is very valuable. So how would you grade him on that, and how do you help someone develop that as part of their game?
Yeah, absolutely, and it changes all the time. In between periods, even like if there was a play that didn't go very smooth, like in between periods is a good time to figure that out with your defense, and we do a lot of video on that. And I think from a mental standpoint as well, you get into the game when you're talking a lot on the ice. So it's not just about feeling the puck, but when your mouth is talking, your brain is alert, and that's another way to get yourself into the game early. He's been really, really stellar for us back there. And we've been really, really excited to have him there.
But in your experience, what kind of ballpark percentage of goaltenders catch with the right hand?
Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot, surprisingly. It's those guys are known to be pretty rare. And I know from my perspective, I shoot on goalies all day, and when I come down on a goalie and the gloves are the other way, it messes me up as a shooter when I'm out there. So I do think there's an advantage, and especially when it comes to breakaways or shootouts, guys have their spots, and they know that if they move a certain way, that the blocker or the glove is going to be in a certain spot. And with Cole, it's reversed, right? So I do think that's a little bit of an advantage for him as well.
For sure. On the other side of the tandem, obviously, is Corbin Sanderman, who is going to get the start here tonight. It has been, you know, a few weeks since he got a start. He did have to come in an emergency situation last Sunday. When you have a goaltender that's, you know, on a heater like Cole was, how do you keep the other player engaged and keep them ready for, you know, what will be an opportunity coming eventually?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they both want what's best for the team, and I think that's the most important thing is, as a goalie, sometimes you're the guy and sometimes you're not the guy. And if you're in that situation, it's just important to know that at some point you're going to be needed, like we saw in that last game, right? So at some point you're going to be needed, and it's all about being ready for that opportunity. I know Corbin's been working really, really hard at practice, and you know, he's a guy that's kind of stuck it out with this team all season, so he's kind of been through the highs and the lows, and so we believe in him fully, and yeah, we're excited to see him have a great game today.
You bet. And whether he's playing or not playing, how have you seen him develop as a leader this season? He certainly, you know, to me, the dealings with him has felt like, you know, he carries himself that way.
Yeah, he cares a lot. He cares a lot, and you could tell around the room, and the boys respect him quite a bit. And I think the most important thing for him has been in practices, just always being a competitor. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that two or three go in a row and he gets upset, you know, in practice. And I think he holds himself to a pretty high standard. You know, we're excited that this tandem is young and it's exciting, and both guys have really stepped up to the plate, and yeah, excited to see Corbin today in the pipes.
You might in the last one for you, just to, if you did give him a message today, what was it?
The message for Corbin today is just enjoy the opportunity. Right. And it's tough when you don't get a start for 2 or 3 weeks. But like I said, it's just about being ready to you never know when you're going to be needed, and just being ready to step up to the plate for the team. And I think the more, as a goalie, the more mistakes that you repair on the ice, the more you gain trust with the coaching staff and with your teammates.
So we'll keep it going, Adam. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you very much.